Well, there's nothing a teenager loves more than having an older person tell them what to do and how to think. And that's exactly what two self-described elders of Canada's social and environmental movements are doing in this election campaign. I'm talking about David Suzuki and Stephen Lewis, who are speaking tonight at the Chan Center at UBC. You can still get tickets to this, by the way. But first, they're here with us in studio. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Thank you both for being here. Now, we've invited a very special guest to take over the microphone to help me with this interview. Nina Rossing is a grade 11 student from Kitsilano Secondary School. She is part of Sustainabilities, which is a movement of young people calling for a stop to climate change and action on the climate crisis. Now, I'm going to just take a second while Nina takes over my chair here, because she's going to be the one actually doing this interview. I'll move over here. Nina, hi. There you go.
Hi, thank you so much. All right, so let's get started. All right, so David, on the media, climate change is usually a very negative and heavy topic. Where do you find your hope?
Well, I find my hope, but also my sadness at what youth are doing now. Greta Thunberg, of course, you know, has said, look, don't listen to me, listen to the scientists, which is something that Stephen and I have been trying to do for years and years, to say, listen to the science. But, you know, I keep saying, what a sad state it is that you have to be fighting this. I thought that's what parents and older people were for. Our job is to protect the future for you. And now you're having to call us out. And that makes me very sad, but thank you for doing it.
Thank you. All right. And Stephen, how do you know if a political party is saying something and that they're definitely going to do it?
You don't. I mean, evidence would suggest that they almost never do it. And it's particularly unhappy in Canada. I'm not being political. I think I'm being descriptive, that all of the promises around climate change that has been made within Canada seem not to have been implemented. None of the major initiatives which were talked about are taking place. And this is a government which has actually purchased a pipeline in the midst of saying they're going to fight climate change. So it's very disturbing. I spent a number of years myself in politics. You can become pretty cynical. But once in a while, there emerges a political leader, a political party who will really do something dramatic. And that's what we need in this country and in the world.
But what we're trying to do now is to say that the issue that you are raising shouldn't be a political issue now. It's crazy to say, well, the Greens, this is their issue, and all the others worry about the economy or anything else. What Stephen and I are trying to do is to say, look, Parliament has actually declared we are in a climate emergency. But now is the time then for all parties to get together. And youth are now keeping their feet to the fire and saying, do something.
Yeah. Look at you doing this interview. Nina, it's fantastic, because this one young woman, Greta Thunberg, I mean, 16 years old, sitting in a kind of desolate isolation outside the parliament in Stockholm. Mm-hmm. And now, today, this very day, millions upon millions of people around the world taking the cue from her and marching in defiance and saying to their governments, do something.
Right. All right. And David, how do you stay idealistic and motivated even as you get older?
Well, it's it's just that, you know, I have no illusions. I'm one person out of billions of people. I just do the best I can and hope that if there are enough people like Stephen and me doing the best we can, that can add up to be something. And what keeps me going, certainly, is I have grandchildren who just are everything. And my hope is at the end of my life, they'll be able to be at my bed. And all I can say is I did the best I could. And I think, you know, that's all we can do, is we have to try.
Right.
But you've been as I watch you, you've been to some extent encouraged enormously by what's now happening with the young people.
I mean,
it's a revolution.
It's yes, and what Greta has done is she has focused and attracted attention in a way that is more than I think all of the environmentalists in the world together. But what I'd like to feel is that by us struggling to get our message apart, it made it possible at this moment for someone like Greta to emerge And it's very, very exciting because in all the time, and, you know, Stephen was there right at the beginning in 1988. You should tell about what you did with Brian Mulroney. And, you know, he was there.
Way back when, this was an accident. I chaired a conference, the first international conference on climate change in the time of Brian Mulroney as prime minister.
Right.
And we set out the entire panorama of what should be done.
Right.
And 31 years later, none of it was done.
Oh,
and it's heartbreaking. But you're stepping in to save it at this moment.
But Greta really is a game changer. And you and everything that's going to happen today and all this week, I think, have a real potential to change the agenda.
Definitely. Stephen, what do you think is the most urgent climate issue right now in Canada? What needs to happen?
We have to stop the emission of carbon. We have to confront the oil and gas companies and stop the emission of carbon. If we don't reduce the carbon emissions, we will never overcome climate change. There are many, many individual acts that can be done that are being done by young people all over, but it has to be a collective force in terms of the government to get those policies changed. The oil and gas companies have intimidated governments.
But you know, for decades now, I've been going to Calgary. Now I don't know whether I want to go to Calgary.
Or whether you'll be permitted
exactly.
to go to Calgary.
But I've been trying to meet with the oil executives saying, look, you guys are energy companies. You're not oil companies. You're energy companies. Now, surely that gives you an opportunity to say, well, you know, oil and gas have been the source of our energy, but now we've got to look to the energy of the future. And I think there's a real opportunity there. But, you know, when you're used to drilling holes in the ground and having the energy come out, I guess it's very hard to think of alternatives.
Fair enough. All right. Well, that's all my questions for you guys. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Nina, thank you. I've got a question for these guys, and I include myself here. For old guys like us, do we even have a leg to stand on when it comes to being able to talk about climate change? I mean, right now, at this moment, we're watching young people all over the world rallying. Should we just step aside and let them take over at this point, Stephen?
Well, sure as the devil do a better job than we did, won't they? I mean, the legacy that we're leaving behind is pretty dismal. On the other hand, I want to do it, and for exactly the same reason as David, I've got grandkids. I have a vision that frightens me, and I'd love to see everything change. But for David, it's been his whole life, and he has, you know, he's got to be doing it at this moment in time because it's the right moment.
You know, there's a child story about the emperor who was fooled into thinking he had clothes, right? And everybody bought into this thing, well, we can't let him know what the truth is. And it took a child to just start laughing and saying, the guy is naked. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Greta and you are all doing. You're cutting through all of the, you know, oh, what about the economy and the jobs and all that, and saying, look, listen to the scientists and listen to what their message is. That's really very powerful.
Nina, you can stay and do the rest of the show if you like.
Oh, I would love to.
Because it's Friday. And you know,
it'll be a better show. You know, so don't,
thank you so much. That's so kind.